Peter's gospel would have been to the Gentiles. You become a good Jew, or become circumcised and become a Jew, keep all the law, repent, be baptized in water, and then you get the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm. You are, it's assumed that if you're circumcised, you keep the law. Even Paul said that in Galatians, if a man's circumcised, he has to keep the law. So, yeah.
And so part of that ceremony of the law was dealing with animal sacrifices for forgiveness of sins.
Right.
If a person sinned and they would bring their animal to the priest, then they would kill it and the priest would sacrifice it. And then once a year on the Day of Atonement, the priest would make the sacrifice for the whole nation.
Right.
So Peter and the early apostles understood that receiving the Holy Ghost, or baptized with the Holy Ghost, was remission of sins. Which wasn't that what animal sacrifice was to them, the ceremony? That was being remitted from their sins?
I don't know that that's...
I don't know that they understood it. They said it. You know, Peter said, through Jesus Christ, the remission of sins.
Yeah, but to them,
what about
their entire history of everything was make my animal sacrifice to be remitted from sins.
I know it.
So how did they fit baptism with the Holy Ghost, remission of sins, with animal sacrifice?
Is Peter beginning to understand something in Acts 15?
Yes. Paul has been preaching a while since that time.
Yeah. I notice when he says this, he says, when he testifies in front of all the people there, he says, "And God, which knoweth the hearts, bear them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us." And then next, "And put no difference between us and them," listen, "purifying their hearts by faith."
Yes.
"They were made pure.
Therefore, we could baptize them with water."
He's closer in Acts 15.
Yes.
I thought he was beginning to understand what was happening.
That's one thing I got out of reading 1 Peter is somehow, he got it. Because by the time you read 1 Peter, I just wonder what the timeline is there.
A long time after this. Yeah. Because Peter wrote, you saw where I pointed to Antioch and Tarsus? North of there, almost up to the Black Sea, north of there is the people to whom Peter wrote his letters. So it's got to be a long time after this when the gospel is spread up into that territory. Probably after to Paul's converts, because he writes about Paul at the end of the second letter, and I assume those people know who he's talking about. So yes, a good while afterward.
I think when he said things hard to understand, he may well have been speaking from experience.
Yes.
It wasn't easy for him.
He told them to the Cappadocians and all those up there, "Brother Paul, our beloved brother Paul, writes some things hard to be understood."
Well, thinking about all that, there was consciences to be considered.
Yeah.
Because those Jews, think if you were a Jew, all of your life you grew up and your parents said, "Don't eat that. You cannot eat that. That's unclean. That's an unclean animal. We only eat these things." And you grew up all of your life and you're 45 years old, and then Jesus does what he does, and all of a sudden, Paul comes saying, all things can be eaten if received with thanksgiving. But what about the how could somebody that had grown up with that, their conscience would be...
It's more than that. That could be a Baptist or Methodist or anybody with false tradition. But they had the thing from God, and Jesus came and did what he did, but he agreed with that. He submitted to all those laws.
Mm-hmm. So
he called the Gentiles dogs. He refused to even speak to a pleading Gentile woman. He said salvation is of the Jews, and you Samaritans don't know what you're worshiping. He kept the feast days. He did all that. His apostles all did all that after they got the Holy Ghost. And then Paul comes saying, there's no difference between Jew and Gentile. Now, how's that going to look?
You can look at it unfold before Peter, and you can see where he's at. And You know, like he didn't know anything, but I think he did pretty good.
I'm telling you, God liked him a lot better than he likes us.
He really did well considering where he was at.
Peter was a wonderful human being. Mm. His ignorance is not his fault. That's what I'm trying to say.
When I was reading, he's the one who said that talked about the desire, the sincere milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of put it in a different perspective, like what maybe he had to go through.
Without humility, you can't understand Peter or Paul. Mm-hmm. You have to be humble and not puff yourself up as being superior to them if you're going to understand those two great men of God. Yeah.